master's calling, come and dine. Come and dine, the master's calling, come and dine. He who fed the multitudes, turned the water into wine. To the hungry hearts he's calling, come and dine. Come and dine, the master's calling. Come and dine. Come and dine, the master's calling. Come and dine. He who fed the multitudes, turned the water into wine. To the hungry hearts he's calling, come and dine.
John Bayliss, and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. If you've joined us for the first time, then welcome. We are so pleased you've joined us. Well, I have good news for you. God is not angry with you. He loves you, and he wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you'll grant to your servant great boldness this day to stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Well, we want to know, what does God think of you? What is God's nature like? Well, we see this from Romans 8, 1 and 2. There is no condemnation. It says that there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So you see, friends, no condemnation. The Father's love for his children is so vast that we can never fully fathom its extent. God's love is constant, unchanging, and eternal. But sometimes we have emotions that tell us otherwise. In our mind, we frequently correlate divine love and our behavior. When we are good, we believe that we're loved by God. And when we sin or make mistakes, or a series of missteps, we might conclude he disapproves of us far more often than he loves us. Some of us even think that the Lord's judgment hangs over our heads like a dark cloud. Loved ones, the truth is there is no condemnation for any believer. Everything that would condemn us before Almighty God was placed upon Jesus at the cross. In the Father's divine court of law, his Son was found guilty in our place, so we could be set free from condemnation forever. It's as if God stamped the record of our sins, debt, with the words, paid in full. No matter when the offense occurred, whether before salvation or years still in the future, the Christian's transgressions are fully paid for by Jesus' blood. No believer is indebted to God for sin. No condemnation, only love. Won't you open your heart and mind to receive God? Receive God's love today. God wants every one of us to be saved. He calls all men and women to himself. He called you today. He's calling you today. Won't you respond to his invitation? Do you want to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Then just follow me. Just follow me in this prayer. Just follow me along. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Well, if you prayed that simple prayer, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church where the pastors and elders can pray with you and for you, and he will take you places you've never dreamed. What the message today is from Ecclesiastes 9:11. There are marked moments in our lives. Time and chance happens to them all, so Ecclesiastes 9:11. Before the foundation of the world, God laid out a plan for your life. He created you with a purpose, for a purpose, and he created you to be successful. He has marked moments already laid out that are going to come across your path. These moments are not ordinary. They're destiny-altering moments. They're designed to thrust you years ahead. Ecclesiastes tells us that time and chance come together for every person. That means you will have opportunities to meet the right people, opportunities to advance in your job, and opportunities to fulfill your dreams. God has already prearranged for you times of increase, promotion, and blessing. Today, open your eyes of faith and see the good things God has in store for your future. Thank him for what he's doing and what he's about to do. Thank him for divine connections and marked moments, because he is ready and willing to fulfill every dream and desire he's placed within your heart. And know that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek after him in Jesus' name. We look at Isaiah 41:10, it rounds it all up. It says it, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Amen. So we go to the next part of the program, where we'll be praying for the sick very shortly. The message is here is, they shall recover. We look at Luke 17:12-15. Then Jesus entered a certain village there. Met with him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So when he saw them, he said to them, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. Now one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan, meaning he was not a Jew. So Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But we are the 9. See, friends, we see Jesus spoke his word and they were healed. As they went, they were healed. There was a time that had elapsed. They weren't healed instantly. It was a time. Psalm 107:20-21 says, "He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions." So thank God for his marvelous love, for his miracle, mercy to the children he loves. Friends, We read in this verse that he wants to heal you, and we are to thank him for his marvelous love that he shows to you, for his miracle of mercy to you, his child that he loves. In Psalm 30 verse 2 says, O Lord my God, I cried out to you and you have healed me. Friends, Jesus constantly showed God's compassion towards the sick and suffering, tangibly demonstrating that healing and health are God's will for everyone. The good news is that healing belongs to us today, because Jesus the healer is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'd like to give a testimony here. The testimony goes like that. A pastor's wife came to us with a lump in her womb the size of a three-month-old fetus. Her doctor wanted her to undergo emergency surgery within a few days. We, along with others, prayed and cursed the lump. Being unsure of the results, she underwent surgery and her doctor couldn't find a trace of it. We have seen all kinds of lumps, tumours and other afflictions healed by this method. We have a God who keeps his word. They shall recover, if we can only believe it. Jesus gave the church the Great Commission to preach the gospel of the kingdom. Luke 17:21. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Luke 10:9. And heal the sick who are there, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. Friends, healing is for everyone, both then and now, as the gospel plainly reveals and Christ's great commission demonstrates. I pray, Holy Spirit, if what I have said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. And the power of the Lord is present to heal and perform creative miracles now. And friends, believe you will receive and you will have. That's what the Bible says. And well, lay your hand on the sick or hurting part of your body as I begin to pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I cast out every form of infirmity. I rebuke every form of disease. I rebuke cancer. You are cursed at the root. I command you to die, and I cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. I command a reconstructive, recreative miracle to take place. I command health and healing to every physical body, and divine health freely flows into the lives of the listeners. I command every life that is in torment or stressed be healed and made whole. For your name is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. I give you praise, Father, that the enemy has been defeated, and the peace of God has now healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted right now. Every burden and yoke, it is destroyed, because you, O Lord, are the joy in the morning. You, O Lord, are more than enough. You, O Lord, are our strength and our song, and we magnify your holy name. I thank you that you are our righteousness. You are our shepherd. You are our divine giver of life. Let the power of this blessing rest upon you and in you and be imparted by you when you use God's word in the authority of Jesus' name. Now it is God's will, know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Believe that you have received and you will have. There are people being healed as through this message. People that have been stressed out, you're being healed. Those with any ills, you're being healed now. The Bible says you shall recover, you shall get well. Friends, remember, some healings do take seconds, minutes, hours, some days. But the promise is you shall get well, or you shall recover. Fear and faith are opposite forces. So act your faith. Try moving. You'll find that the pains have started to release. If they haven't, then believe you've received and you will have. I've seen people being in pain after I've prayed, but some time afterwards, they have been healed. And test the area to see if there is an improvement. It's very important. If there's an improvement, thank the Lord, you're being healed. And do not let fear come upon you. Make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. Don't hold on to grudges or being vindictive, and walk in love. Maintain a good confession. And so my prayer for at the end here is this. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. That, and the prophetic blessing is this. May you walk in the joy of your salvation. May every sickness and disease be conquered and destroyed in your body. May you recognize that your enemies have already been defeated before you, and that God has already prepared the way that you consider impossible. For nothing is impossible to the God that you serve. Your tomorrows are going to be your best days, because God is your Father, and no good thing will he withhold from those who diligently seek him. Shalom. Amen.
Yeah. language, you're in